with Gus Kattengau.
Each and every week, we are pleased to bring in Dr. Holly McKenna, an integrative psychiatrist over at Dara Wellness NOLA. Go check her out, DaraWellnessNOLA.com. Already got a question for you, Dr. McKenna. Good afternoon to you. How are you?
You doing?
I'm doing fine. Jay Fowl on Twitter has a question for you, and I promised I'd pass it along. Please ask Dr. McKenna what she would tell an aging athlete in denial about diminishing skills.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it's about them recognizing their own abilities and being aware of that, right?
Yeah, I guess we could apply that to ourselves, right? Understanding that sometimes we have to accept the truths of reality and the truths of lives. We can fix a lot of different things. Father time cannot be fixed, but at the same time, we can do other things. And it's kind of one of the topics we want to get into today. And that is almost a number of different, I guess, variations of burnout, right? I mean, a lot of times I think you hear that phrase or word and people feel, oh, I work too much, I'm burnt out. But can burnout mean a lot of other different things, or is it just based off of you're burnt out from work?
Really, I mean, you can be burnt out from anything that you are spending an intense amount of time with or dedicating a lot of energy towards. It doesn't have to necessarily be a paid occupation. I've seen folks burn out from volunteer experiences or even creating their own like marching organization or volunteer organization or what have you and burning out from that. Really, it's just having so much come at you, requiring time, energy, patience, and finding that you no longer have the energy that you need to keep it going.
You know, and I think one of the things that that interests me about this topic from the beginning is just, I guess, the realization of it. Because we've talked about depression, we've talked about you can get down on yourself and trying to get out of that. But are there ways to, I guess, first realize that you are in, quote, a either burnout scenario syndrome or that you've kind of, for lack of a better phrase, have hit a rut?
Yeah, I mean, if you find that you just are no longer feeling fulfilled with what you're doing, or it's really causing the opposite of fulfillment, like you're really dreading your time doing something. It'll affect your relationships. Like if you are in an experience where you're burning out, you might be a little short-tempered, less likely to be able to communicate effectively. And honestly, it can really zap your energy. So really you're in all likelihood also neglecting yourself. And mm-hmm. So maybe not sleeping well, not eating well, and, you know, doing all the things that we talk about to really stay well.
You know, even when there are times where you have a lot of on your mind, you know what mm-hmm. I mean by that? Where I mean, I'm thinking either about work or I'm thinking about school or a relationship or something. All of those different areas, can that almost be somewhat like a burnout too, where you're thinking too much about something?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we waste so much creative space worrying about things that we can't control and can't predict. There's so much energy spent thinking about the future and what might happen, whether it be next week or in November or whatever our personal experience is driving us towards worrying about. And really, you know, the secret to that, it's not an easy one, is to try to focus on the moment and really allow yourself to see what's in front of you rather than spending all that energy, that mind energy, thinking about things that you really can't control because they're not even here yet.
Mm-hmm. Speaking with Dr. Holly McKenna, and Dr. McKenna is the way to follow over on Twitter, Dara Wellness NOLA online. All right, so how do I help that? Are there some exercises or things that I can do if I start feeling, maybe not even I start feeling, because I guess this is where your friends and family can come in, right? I'm like, hey, you've kind of been saying this phrase or kind of feeling this, so you're at home. Have you gotten out lately or things like, well, what are some signs, I guess, of burnout? Let's start there.
Right. Really not sleeping well, not being your usual jovial self, not eating well. Just feeling really low, You know, it can approach looking like a depression.
Yep.
We've seen, you know, folks who are in kind of high stress, occupations are also at high risk for suicide, because this burnout can really flip into something that's really not good and that you need professional help for. So really just opening those lines of communication, being aware that the person who's burned out might not be the most easy to communicate with just because they're not in the great space, but just holding space for that so that they feel heard and maybe can bounce some ideas off of you as far as what to do next.
It's interesting, when it comes to, I guess, diagnosing or understanding that you're feeling certain ways, and you've heard me just mention it too, friends and family, how important is it for people that you're close to be able to point those things out, and how do you do that, I guess, tactfully? It's not always the easiest, right?
Yeah, it does. I mean, it sounds much easier than maybe it is, but a lot of it is going to be listening. It's really not so much telling someone how they feel, but really allowing them to talk about what they're thinking and feeling in any given moment. And really not only asking them, but allowing them to talk about it. And then maybe not necessarily jumping to the space that we all feel comfortable in, where you tell them what you would do or what their next steps should be, because that is a real easy way for someone to not feel heard and to maybe give up on conversating about it. So really just allowing for that space, allowing for the conversation, and just being supportive. You know, a lot of times people just need to talk it out and maybe come up with the solution themselves, but having a sounding board do that safely is gonna go far.
You know, Doctor, we always talk about the importance of being able to let somebody know how you feel about them, or also understanding that. Because, but when I'm listening to you talk too, how important is it for us to be receptive to that? Because I almost think like people inherently, I know I am, I'm defensive. Like, I mean, my wife will be like, "You're sick. You need to go to the doctor." I'm like, "I'm good. I'm fine, man. It's just a little fever." But so being receptive to when someone says that, to at least, you know, introspectively, I guess, just kind of take a few minutes to be like, okay, well, why is that person feeling that way? Would that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. To, you know, and that's probably when you are communicating to someone, if you are concerned, having actual behavioral examples is going to be super helpful. So when I'm talking to a patient that maybe I have concerns about, just saying you seem depressed doesn't necessarily jive as much as, you know, you mentioned you're not sleeping as well. Mm-hmm. Your energy seems really low to me. You're not making eye contact. I'm having a hard time hearing you because your voice is so low. You know, just really kind of making it very concrete to the person so that they can maybe realize what they're putting out to folks around them might help them see that they might have something they need to get some intervention around, or think about, like, why are you feeling this way? Is it that you are burned out with your job or your volunteer experience or whatever it is that's causing this? And is there something that we can do to change that?
At Dr. McKenna on Twitter, Dr. DrMackenna. And of course at darawellnessnola.com. What can folks find when they go to the website?
There's more information there as far as if you want to reach out to me and engage in any type of treatment with integrative psychiatry. And then, of course, I have my YouTube channel that I have episodes there on my website or at YouTube. And I meet weekly with folks around New Orleans who are focusing on providing some wellness opportunities and help people live their best lives. And I'm honored to be a part of that. So I invite folks to join us over there.
Dr. Holly McKenna, appreciate the time as always once a week. Thank you so much. Enjoy the beautiful weather outside.
I know, right? Go walk in it. Absolutely.